flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story number one.
It just wasn't good enough, and it was ugly and pathetic. There's no way the Hawks should have lost last night to Toronto, a bad team, and we literally mean that. This is a team that could not win on the road, and now we are the victim of their first road win. Now, you could say it's the NBA, and that happens. It doesn't happen to teams that are feeling like they're going to be competing for a top four spot. Mike O mentioned it. You've beat the Cavs twice. You've beat the Celtics twice. You've beat the Knicks twice. Those are the top three seeds in the East. And yet you laid an egg last night?
Yeah, and we talked about, this is the concern now. Is Jalen Johnson going to be banged up now?
Who knows?
Because we just can't catch a break and stay healthy with these guys. I mean, Bogey, you know, he finally got his shot, finally found his three-point stroke, but nobody else really was rolling. Trey has been, you know, inconsistent at best with his three. I thought Dyson Daniels did his usual defensive kind of work last night, but you just let a bunch of nobodies, you know, come down and just beat you. I mean, as Oren pointed out, this is just their second road win. We've given some of the worst teams in the league, as far as bad road performances, they're like some of their road wins happen against us at State Farm.
Here's Trey Young talking about execution.
We didn't execute enough. Obviously, the way we finished, we didn't win. So that's what it is. I mean, we did a good job of getting back into the game, but we dug ourselves too big of a hole to start it. Started out, and that's being on a back-to-back. There's no excuse or anything like that. So we got to come out better, and it's 1 of 82. We got to be ready for the next one.
Yeah, they've lost now 3 in a row. His point is, end of the game, Onyeka has a chance, shoots a 3. It's an air ball, but he has a chance to tie the game. It didn't happen, but that's what he's talking about. They gave themselves at least a chance late. But, Mike, it was a lot of work to try to get back in this one.
Yeah, Raptors came out shooting in the first quarter. They outscored the Hawks by 10, and that kind of was the part of the margin that Trey talked about trying to battle back for. And then Jalen Johnson, I mean, that's a huge piece when you take Jalen Johnson out of the mix. And we were talking big picture. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, the cap come – what the trade deadline's what, same week as the Super Bowl, right?
It is sixth.
So you've got to hope that they come up with something to beat this up, or are they going to look at it and say, hey, my team's on the floor, and it'll just be some minor moves maybe to back up the point guard for Trey? I don't know. I don't know if their performance – see, do you feel their performance, did they have to get on a run to convince management to reinvest in this thing? Because it just seems like from what we've heard about – and the NBA cap is impossible to understand for most fans. It just seems like we're kind of like floating where we are, and there's not much room to really do much of anything unless trading an expiring contract for one. That's why the Capella thing comes up.
No doubt. Trey talked about not playing defense, and he talks about the entire team.
Yeah, I mean, defense was good in the second half, but that's how we should have started the game. We've had this kind of like thing, for a while now, where we'll play really good against certain teams. I mean, some of the best teams in the league, and then some of the teams that you look at the standings and you think you should beat, and people around you feel like you should beat. You don't come out and you just play to your competition. And sometimes, when you're in a league, these are NBA players too, and they take advantage of that.
Dyson Daniels had his 4 steals, but they did out-rebound. You did Toronto, and they did. Like, there's been a couple of teams that have some more size. We saw that more so, and more physicality in that Detroit game, which is, you can almost excuse that because Detroit's actually turned it around. They're better, but there's no excuse for last night.
Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
NFL playoffs, guys. In the NFC, Jaden Daniels has a chance to be the first rookie to lead a team to a Super Bowl. He was asked about it. Here's what he said.
I'm not even thinking that far. It will obviously be a blessing, but I'm just focused on, how can I be better day by day.
Now, we just had Brian McFadden on, Mike, and you talked about smiling all the time. Yeah. Just a chill demeanor on the bench. That doesn't seem like, and we know this is not the case, in his head is probably thinking about all this stuff, but outwardly, he doesn't seem like he's worried about anything.
No, and that's why I love this guy, because I saw this guy literally like squished like a fortune cookie by Florida State a couple times, and he came back for more. Remember, this is a dude that Jalen Carter picks him up like a human victory trophy, like a human victory cigar in the SEC championship against LSU, and he just, you know, that wasn't like, oh, man, you just got like the NFL version or NCAA version of getting posterized. No, man, this dude is, he's just got it. There's an it factor. And right now, Caleb Williams has to find it up in Chicago. Jaden Daniels got it. Bo Nix got it. We think Penix has it.
Yes.
Small sample size. Yes. But hopefully he'll show it coming up.
I agree. Meanwhile, A.J. Brown, the Eagles-Commanders game. Listen, if A.J. Brown balls out, I'm going to tell you, if he has 100 yards, I think the Eagles win. But he hasn't had that in the last two games. He didn't do it in the wild card. He didn't do it in the divisional round. Here's A.J. Brown talking about the numbers being down, but it doesn't matter.
I can't worry about what happened in the past or even these past two games. Only can look at the film and learn from it. And it's just kind of how the game's been going. Like I said, after the game, you know, I'm okay. We won. I had some incredible blocks for the spring touchdown. So regardless of if the numbers are not there, I know people care about that. But right now, you know, none of that matter. It's all about getting a win at the end of the day. So it don't matter.
Okay. I mean, that is the best attitude if, in fact, it's true. I don't know if in fact.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He honestly feels that way because, listen, stars want to contribute to these wins, Mike. And if you're telling me, dude, I got a block, we get the rock, and we're going to have 60 plays, and I got to block 55 out of the 60 plays, and I'm not getting the ball, like, some guys would feel some kind of way. But that's why this dude said he was reading on the bench to, you know, motivate himself a couple weeks ago.
Like, it just, we're lucky with Drake London, and, you know, Julio was rather enigmatic. We never really got to see what Julio was all about. But some of these wide receivers, they really do play to that stereotype, just being pains in the butt. I mean, you know, you're expected to be able to run block in that system. You just touched on it. And there's dirty work to do. And I think at this stage of your career, you're trying to get the ring. Again, you know, I mean, you know how tough it is to get up to the top. You know, they fell short with the Chiefs. This guy's played for some mediocre Titans teams. So you think, okay, let's just go do it. But it just who's the squeaky wheel on every freaking team? The freaking wide receiver.
Yeah, it seems that way. We got great news yesterday. I like this move. Listen, I'm not telling you it's, you know, you're not signing Shohei Ohtani. But it's a guy that comes in and I think can contribute to our Braves. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Mike, we were over at the Atlanta United training grounds yesterday when this story broke. Jerickson Profar, a guy that comes over from San Diego. Again, he was a free agent. They signed him to 3 years, the Braves, $42 million contract. And a lot of Braves fans were hitting us up saying, okay, so what's this mean? We had a great conversation with Grant McCauley late in the show yesterday, our Braves insider, talking about, you know, the lineup, where you might hit him. All of that is still yet to be determined. But, Mike, this gives you some depth. And also some insurance.
Right. And if you feel this guy can build on it, that's one of the questions I asked Grant yesterday. I said, why was he still available, you know, this late in January? Because he's coming off a career year. Maybe some other GMs, to Grant's point, are saying, okay, show me some more before I'm going to go cut you a check. But if this guy continues to rake at that level, 24 home runs, a 280 average, a lot of RBIs, then he is your left fielder. You know, once Acuna's back and then Kelnick is your swing guy back up, which maybe that's where he belongs, as Chris, our producer, if he was here, who hates Kelnick, would say.
Yeah.
But far as Jerks and Profar, monster year in San Diego with a great lineup around him. If all our guys are healthy, it's a great lineup around him. So let's hope he rakes. And it's again, at 3 years, $42 million. If he does, it's another double-A bargain.
Let's hear from double-A talking about this signing.
Yeah, we assess the free agent market, trade market, beginning of the offseason, you know, based on last year, of course. You know, we had Jurickson as the second best free agent bat, just based off the season last year. That's how good we thought he played and performed.
Hey, man, it's a nice fit, and we definitely knew we wanted to beef things up because at the very least it would have been a bunch of journeymen, you know, doing that with De La Cruz, a bunch of guys with if we're honest with Kellick, wasn't exactly, getting me fired up. But Jurickson and Profar, it's a name, and I think a lot of Braves fans recognized that yesterday, and we're excited about the deal.
I like it. Again, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but I do think that this is a guy that can come in and help. Last but not least, the Falcons have made a hire, Mike, that we knew. This is not the defensive coordinator. We know that's Jeff Ulbrich. But they needed to fill their defensive line spot, and they have done that.
With a guy that Jeff Ulbrich is familiar with. He was a defensive coordinator, of course, as you know, for the Jets under Robert Saleh. And our newest defensive line coach, Nate Ollie, comes back, and he is a guy that worked as the Jets defensive line coach. He also worked for the Texans last year, and he was with the Colts 2 years before that. So he's got experience in the league, and he'll hopefully get the most out of what we've got and what we're going to get in the draft.
I'm just looking at this. Fourth most sacks, 49. Texans also had the 11th best run defense. I'm just looking at some of the stuff that he was a part of.
And Danielle Hunter, of course, signed as a free agent. They lost Grenard. They basically flipped him because one went to Minnesota and they brought one down.
Yeah.
And they got after it. But as we said earlier, that's why Slowick got as the offensive coordinator because defense were keeping him all those games.
All right. Well, we wish Nate Ollie the best, man. We got to get, develop. Develop. We got to develop some of these guys.
And by the way, if Ruka Rojo becomes the man, you know, I'll be happy to say great. Then it doesn't matter about all those great corners that were behind him who all start right now in the NFL and are contributing. But Rook, maybe he this year he just pops. It's just, you know, if we're honest, generally we know pretty early. And anytime I've got it, like remember you and I with Ebiketie. Well, he's getting better. Ebiketie is solid. He's not. That's a guy that, you know, they'll eventually have to decide if they're going to keep him on the roster. What's he going to be worth, or are the teams going to be interested because he's consistently not putting six or more sacks up every year?
No, he is. And I think also, Mike, you know, the other side of that is, and we talk about this, who else are you trying to defend on the other side? Who else do you have to block? Like, if you're just telling me it's Ebiketie and we got to make sure he gets blocked because he's the only guy getting consistently to the quarterback, that's not enough. So, you know, that's the other part of this. Who else is a guy that you've got to focus on? But I'm with you. I think AK is fine. He is a guy that we at least now know what to expect and what we're going to get. And then let's either develop what we have or go get some other guys that can get to the quarterback.
And this is basically a contract year for Ebiketie, you know, because he was a second-round pick, so this is his final year on his initial deal, making less than $1 million, only accounts for 1% of our cap. So hopefully, if for him, whether it's here or elsewhere, he's going to ball out and give us the sacks and give us that heat we need.